So as Jeremiah is speaking to the people of Judah and Israel, he had warned them of all the things that would come. They had started in Jerusalem, where he was first proclaiming the fact that if their relationship with God isn't right, then they are going to be exiled into a strange and foreign land, including him. And that is where he is at this time when he is speaking to them about where they placed their trust. Because the people were placing their trust in the foreign bodies that were coming in. They were placing their trust in the foreign powers that might bring them wealth and security. They were placing their trust in everything but the Lord their God. And in the end, they found themselves in this place of exile, in this place where they were no longer the leading elite of the community. They were the slaves and the servants, the ones who could not go home. If we think about it, it is really close to what's going on to today, isn't it? What are the places where we put our, where do we put our trust? You know, do we put our trust in our bank accounts? Do we put our trust in the government? Do we put our trust in any of the social medias that are telling us what they think is truth? Do we, you know, where can our trust really be grounded and find that we're trusting in something that will not be a feet of clay or ash when we're done? I wasn't alive at the time of the stock market crash in the 1920s. But when that crash happened and people were jumping out of buildings, it was because of a misplaced trust in money. And when they found out that money failed them, they couldn't continue to exist. And the reality is that none of us have a life that is without some sort of hiccup, one place or another. And things are going to fail us. Like this little green car my husband bought me that looked like old pea soup. And one of the fenders looked a little bit like it had been through a grinder because it was mostly Bondo and he wasn't really good at smoothing it. And he sent me off on a road. Now, I trusted my husband to put me in things that worked until something fell out in the middle of the road. And it wasn't really the day of cell phones, so it was a while before he came and rescued me. But, you know, we put our trust in things of the earth. Cars that will run, houses that will stand, banks that won't go bankrupt. And in the end, there are things of the world. And at some point, a hurricane can come, a tornado can come, a devastating wildfire can come, mudslides happen and your home is in the ocean, cancer can come, and the one that you trusted to take care of your life for the rest of your life is gone. When we trust in the things of the world, we're going to find that when those things of the world are gone, we don't have anything to stand on. But Jeremiah reminds us, blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. And this was the part that I loved. It shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. And in the year of drought, it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit. He may be saying that we'll get financial or we'll get material blessings by that trust. But what I hear most is even in the midst of those dry times, in those droughts, in those hot summer days, in those times when you think your world is falling apart, if we are rooted and grounded in trust in God, that God is with us even in the drought, that God is with us in this horrific time where we can't see our way out and don't believe there's a door anywhere, or we're on the side of the road in that icky colored green car wondering where our husband is, that we don't have to fear. We don't have to be anxious. Because you know what? The next day comes. And the sun comes up. Sometimes we can see it. Sometimes we can't. But the sun comes up. And God gives us a new day. And we can trust that God is with us in that new day as God is with us in this current day. I, the Lord, test the mind and search the heart to give all according to their ways, according to the fruit of their doings. I can tell you, I'd rather be sitting in a tent with nothing else but Leo and the dog. I don't know about the three cats, but at least the dog. Yes, Judy, I'd keep the three cats. Than in a mansion if God is with me. Because in the end, it is about this relationship that makes all of these work. If we're not in this right relationship, if God can't see into my heart and know that even though I get frustrated with some of you, and you get frustrated with me, some of you, that the grounding, the basis, that foundation is that love and trust that God has that makes this community work, whether we're fighting each other over issues, whether we're joined together with each other over causes, that our hearts are here. And as long as our hearts are here, whether our bounty is physical or only spiritual, aren't we blessed? Aren't we blessed? I didn't have Mike read a less confusing passage this morning. These are the lectionary passages of today. But I wanted to close up with Jesus' words this morning. Because the Luke passage for today was his Sermon on the Mount, the way Luke describes it. And Luke is a little bit like Jeremiah. He doesn't just talk about blessings. He talks about the curses and the woes. So listen to this. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you and revile you and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." That's where the lectionary ended, but I want to finish it. "But I say to you that listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. If God is our trust, then the kingdom of God is what we should have our faith in and what we should be working towards. Everything else is smoke and mirrors. So who or where do you place your trust? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.